Time to talk about Boone Community Theater, and Michelle Jacobson joins us. Welcome back again.
Thank you. Good morning.
Two in a row.
That's right.
Because she handles a lot of the youth-related stuff that Boone Community Theater does in the summertime.
That is correct.
And got to go back to the basics. Way back when Mary Mabee was heavily involved, I remember she loved the summertime with the youth-related, whether you did a production, no matter what, as long as you got them there and got them involved. Because
yes.
Her big goal was always get them on stage, get them in front of people, get them comfortable.
That's right. That's really what it's about. Get kids out there to have some experiences with the theater feel comfortable on stage, feel comfortable doing things behind stage so that they're prepared to do bigger and other things and just kind of have kind of a basis and groundwork of what it's like.
It kind of gets them ready for real life, actually, because they're going to be out in front of people anyway.
For sure. Yeah, there's so many life skills involved in being in theater, so that's great, too. I think it's good, too, for kids that maybe are a little shy or keep to themselves. It's a really good way to learn how to open yourself up and have a little bit of vulnerability. And I think the earlier you can start that with kids, the better, just to, because you do. You're, like you said, you have to go out and interact with people and be in front of people as adults. And so it's nice to start it when they're young.
We all know some kids are, first of all, there's some that they are just, if they're out front and center, that's where they want to be.
Yeah, some people are just show people.
And then there's some that are just so quiet as you.
Yeah.
But
theater's such a good way to get those kids who are, quiet and kind of to themselves to come out and find that bigger part of themselves and find more comfortableness with themselves.
Yeah. They become more comfortable.
Yes, there you go. Thanks.
Yeah. So you actually had kind of a two-phase thing that you were doing for youth here. You had a group that were going to be doing a production coming up.
Yes.
And they had actually, several weeks ago, you had selected the cast or the group for that. This is really a focused effort.
Yeah. So we did select a cast probably about a month ago.
Yeah.
So people hopefully have been working on their parts at home, because then we'll just have 2 weeks together to really fine-tune the show and get comfortable with it and do all of the things that go with it. The kids are going to be helping make the sets and costumes and everything like that in just 2 short weeks. So we're pretty excited about that. But they'll start on the 12th, and then we'll have shows on the 23rd and 24th.
Now, this is really a group that's been involved in theater to some extent, or do you have some new faces?
There's some
here?
New people. So some of the people involved will be familiar because they've been around doing things, whether at the middle school or high school or with BCT. Mm-hmm. But some people are new and haven't performed before in this area or performed at all. So we're really excited. It was open to anybody who was interested. We just had some auditions and then chose the cast from there.
Okay. So this one, again, was to get them to have a production, because the other part we'll talk about are the clubs coming
up. Yes.
So this is just so they could have a production and get some involvement in
right.
stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay. That part's going on.
Yes.
And what is it, 23rd?
23rd and 24th is when we have shows. So the 23rd is a 7 o'clock show and the 24th is a matinee at 2.
Okay.
But it's called Puffs or 7 Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic.
Huh. Do they have to learn magic? Some magic tricks?
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay. Well,
there's a lot of wand waving.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that then.
And so lots of stage magic, maybe, is a way to put it.
Okay. Well, we'll go with that then.
Yes.
Then after that, then we shift into what you call your clubs.
That's right.
And so sign up for that goes until, basically, they can show up anytime.
They can show up anytime. So that'll be on Wednesday nights throughout the summer, starting on the 28th.
Okay.
So we'll... From 6:30 to 8. Yep. Starting
on the calendar here.
The 28th of June. Yep. So in a couple weeks, those will start. And that's just some time to learn some different things about theater. Learn some of the stuff that goes on behind the stage, have some performing opportunities within the group. And there's not a commitment to come to more than one. They're all independent of each other. So kids can come when they're able to.
Nominal fee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, mostly that just covers any materials, anything you need.
Yes, so that's really what it is. The fee's just so that we can provide supplies and things like that so that we can make it all happen.
So they show up and it's going to be down here, 705 Story.
Yes.
Everything will be in there. Again, what's going to be the time on it?
6:30 to 8 on 6:30. Wednesdays.
So, yeah.
So just an hour and a half. It's not very long. we have some kids that have been in shows that just want to keep those connections strong too. So it's a good time just to get together with people that you've done productions with, and see your theater friends again, but also make some new theater friends. So
you get a lot of different people from the theater to come and help do different things, because we got different people have different expertise.
Exactly. Yeah. So different people come in with whatever their skill set is,
and running teach a lights, little less. Running sound.
Yes. Maybe doing some makeup or audition techniques, or even just everybody loves playing theater games. So just playing some theater games, things like that.
This will be busy. Goes clear into August.
Yes.
Now people could sign up if they wanted to in advance for all of them and get a discount.
So you just the first night. If you come, you can get a discount if you pay for all of them at once, or you can just pay as they go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That way it's flexible. If you're going to be gone on vacation, don't worry about it. If you're going to the state fair.
It is, right. Yeah. My own children will be at a few of them, and they won't be at a few of them just because of other summer things.
But we got the fair coming up, too.
Right. It's nice to have that flexibility, though, because people are busy in the summer.
It is. And this is really like, you call it a club, but it's kind of like school. Theater school.
Yeah, like a little mini theater school, like a little theater class, maybe you could call it.
And to me, it's real exciting, especially when you look at some of them that'll be going maybe into middle school and start looking at middle school theater. So that's when we start to see more of them that are comfortable. And yes, I can be a part of this.
Right.
I can do this.
Yeah.
And we're seeing more and more young people signing up and taking part all the time.
Yes, which is so wonderful. Yeah, the more kids, the merrier.
We like that. We like that, too. And you get to be around them all the time.
That's
now,
right.
So
I do.
She's going to be here in Boone. So.
I know. I'll get to be around them even more soon. It'll be so great.
It'll be a fun time. All right. We did talk a little bit last time that we were waiting for the... we knew one of the productions for the new season, we knew was going to be The Miracle Worker.
Yes. But now we have released the rest of the season.
So we have the rest of the season. What are we looking at? What kind of... I'm guessing four?
Yes, there are four. Okay. Yep. Okay. So The Miracle Worker is in the fall, our first show.
Okay.
And then our later... fall show, early winter, the December
early
show,
winter,
yep,
early winter.
Will be The Swan Princess.
Okay, a little more holiday theme?
Yeah, a little bit. And
This one sounds like this is going to have quite a few young people again.
I think there'll be some age range available for that too. And it's definitely going to be a family-friendly show where if there aren't kids that are involved, they're definitely going to want to come see it.
The Swan Princess.
The Swan Princess, yes. Okay. You may remember there was a movie. And it's based on the movie. So, from like the 90s.
Okay. The 90s. Think
yes,
back, folks.
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
For the young people, that's a long time, right?
Yeah. It is.
Maybe not for us. But then in February, our Valentine's show is going to be Gilligan's Island, the musical.
A musical?
Yes, a musical of Gilligan's Island. It's going to be a lot of fun.
She's already sitting here. She's got this big smile.
Oh,
on her
it's going to be so great.
You are.
I used to watch Gilligan's Island on late night TV with my grandparents. And it'll be a lot of fun to have seat on
stage. When it came out. No, never mind.
Right. I don't remember that, but I do remember watching reruns.
Oh, yeah. It's still fun to watch.
It is a funny show. And then our spring show is called Don Quixote de la Center.
Ooh.
And so, so it's got that Don Quixote title in there, that name in there. So there's a little bit of a connection if you're familiar with that story.
Do we, because I know that sometimes productions, of course, like the last Wait Until Dark, that was one of those that when Janae was going to be the director, but it was her dad, John, had always said, this would be a good production to do. And so do we have people that have kind of got up and spoke in favor of some of these? Are they going to be, do we know who's directing?
We do, Would you like to know who's directing?
Sure.
Okay, so The Miracle Worker in the fall will be directed by Susan Herrick.
Okay.
And everyone should be familiar with her fabulous directing skills. She's been around for a while doing that.
This is a classic production.
It's going to be very, very incredible to see, I think.
I'm waiting to see. Auditions for this are going to be in August, right?
Yes,
Early August. So, and information's available on the Boone Community Theater website. But it'll be interesting to see because it's got some real challenging parts for people.
Yes, it is a very moving story, and it will be very difficult to portray the you know, the character of Helen Keller on stage is going to be a big challenge for some young person. So yeah. I'm excited to see that happen.
Okay. Yeah, it'll looking be a lot forward of fun. To that.
Yep. And then The Swan Princess will be directed by Keisha Johnson. And she hasn't directed with us before, but she's directed other places.
Oh, yeah. She's
but
been
you've seen her. You saw her in Wait Until Dark in Robin Hood last year. And then Gilligan's Island, the musical, will be directed by Gershom and Christopher Levi.
Oh, I don't know if this is... All right. Why am I not surprised?
Right?
Both Gershom and Levi are going to be, that'll be an interesting pair.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then the spring show Don Quixote de la Center will be directed by Michelle Levi and Pamela Webster.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. It's fun because we have some veteran directors and then we've got, you know, somebody
new
coming
in
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Well,
we are very excited about it.
I'm looking forward to, so Keisha's doing the Swan Princess.
Yeah.
Gershom and Levi. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
It'll be good.
It'll be good. And again, folks, we'll have a lot more as we get a little closer to all these productions. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. The things to really pay attention to right now are the Puffs performances later in the month on the 23rd and 24th. And then if you're interested in auditioning for The Miracle Worker, that's right the first week of August.
So comes up very quickly.
Yes.
And you kind of thought... Oh, there's some real challenging parts there for that. So it's anybody who may not have been on stage for a while, if they're thinking about coming back and they're looking for the challenge.
Yes.
It's
a lot of fun. We were excited. Last year we had a lot of adults come to the theater that hadn't performed since they were in high school and things like that. And it's always so much fun to get to be around people who are finding their love for theater over again. So that's always really exciting. And there's always opportunities to be involved on stage and off stage.
Sure.
If you've ever even considered performing, just come and audition.
See, you've done parts, but you've helped a lot with you tried to help teach Christopher and Michael, how to dance.
Oh, they were wonderful.
But I know. When you get people that love to do a show,
yes,
it's pretty easy.
It is. It does make it really easy.
So, but you've done some of that. But now you get thinking about going back on.
Yes. Well, yes. You'll notice that I'm not directing anything this season.
I noticed that. Yeah.
So yeah, I might be auditioning for something or other. Yeah, we'll see.
You don't have to. You'll be more local.
Yes, I know. I will be much more local. Yes. So that'll be nice, too. That'll help.
But still, you got kids and you got a lot of other things you want to do. That's the other thing people need to remember about our community theater. Everybody's busy.
Yes.
I mean, people are working and doing other things. And again, we just don't devote everything to the theater.
So. It's great, though, because theater is so family friendly. So my kids can come and throw some paint on a set they can sit in a rehearsal and they, you know, have a good time if they're not involved or if they are involved. You know, sometimes there's multi-generational shows that we can do together. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of
Swan
fun.
Princess, I'm just saying.
Right, well, and The Miracle Worker has some parts. Yep, so that's multi-generational.
Is that over a time period? I didn't even look at all of the particulars if she needs a young Helen Keller and an older Helen Keller or what, because it's Annie Sullivan is what it's about.
Right, I am not entirely sure either.
So we'll
but
see.
I know for sure it focuses on when Annie Sullivan meets Helen Keller and their initial time together. As they're learning each other. And
everybody thinks of Helen Keller when thinks Miracle Worker, but it's Annie Sullivan.
Annie Sullivan's the
it's
Miracle Worker.
Her,
yes,
yeah.
for sure.
So, again, that's going to be August will be the audition. What, first and second?
First and third.
First and third.
Yep.
And once again, that'll be coming up. But let's talk once again, Puffs.
Yes, Puffs.
This is, again, our youth presentation.
Show. Yep.
7:05, you're going to be over at 7:05 Story.
Yep, on the 23rd and 24th.
Will you have tickets? I know because you get parents, friends, neighbors, and anything when you got youth in there. That place will fill up in a hurry.
It will fill up in a hurry. So there should be tickets available coming up within the next week.
Okay.
After we figure out how many family members need tickets. Families first, right?
Okay.
Let the kids bring their families before we open it up to the public. But.
And so they may be available for if you're looking for that on the evening on the 23rd and then 24th matinee.
Yes.
Of June.
Yes.
And then, again, want to emphasize, if you have a child that might be interested or you're just looking to get them involved in something else. Right. So you can start with theater, and they can go many other places from there.
Oh, for sure.
But we have the clubs. 28th will be the first one. Information, do you have information on the Facebook page?
It's all on Facebook page, yeah.
Go to the Boone Community Theater Facebook page is where most of the information is. You can get them signed up, get them involved early. You can go to ones you want.
Yes.
You don't have to go to all of them.
Yep, just dip your toes in and see what you like.
Nominal fee, and they will learn all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Not only being on stage, but like you said, set construction.
Yeah,
you
know, behind the scenes things.
Things that how early do you start? What's terminology? Things
right,
like that.
Yeah, yep.
You know, some of the... What does upstage mean?
Right.
So these are a lot of different things that will be available. And again, it exposes them to maybe a different group of friends. Maybe they have friends that are into it.
Right.
So come and join. Nominal fee for it. And once again, if they have any questions, they can always contact you.
Yep.
Email.
Yes, I'm the contact person.
Michelle.
It's long. Michelle M. Jacobson at Gmail.
At gmail.com.
It's on the Facebook
It's
page.
On Facebook.
You can find it and copy and paste.
Very easy to do. And once again, as a last resort, you can always call the theater phone number and a message will be forwarded on.
Yes. So. Well, and you can contact us through the Facebook page too.
Sure.
A lot of us monitor that and respond pretty quickly.
Okay. So Michelle Jacobson, our guest on the program today, looking forward to balance of the summer youth activity going on. That'll be a lot of fun. Auditions again for Miracle Worker. And again, our season, we have Miracle Worker up first in September, the production. December?
Yep.
For the Swan Princess. That will be interesting to see. I think that'll be good. And then we have Gilligan's Island, the musical.
Yes.
That will be a fun one.
That will be so fun. Yep, that'll be in February.
February, and we're ending up with, you say the name.
Don Quixote de la Center.
Okay, well, go for it. That's the season for Boone Community Theater. Thanks so much for joining us and getting us up to date on what's going on. And as always, people can follow along either on the Facebook page, just Boone Community Theater Facebook. And it's pretty easy. You might get Boone Theater if you go to the wrong one, but Boone Community Theater, Facebook page and or their website, boonecommunitytheater.org.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.